Told yo since day one, I don't like labels or titles. I'm a wascally wabbit. I know that tricks is for addicts that need fixes for habits. End up with carrots and cabbage. I'm a savage established. Baptist magnet, I'm magic. Your majesty, I'm majestic. I think my message is massive. Think you passive aggressive. I think you passed up your prime. Think you passed up your chance to be chance. Now pass it to A-Rab. I should've rhymed it with rhyme. Ain't we been here before? Ain't my principal told me that I can't rap at that show? Then I rapped at that show. Simple as that. Got the complex from complex. All for the simplest raps. And it goes like,
fanning a fire. Hands is up higher. Can I believe it? Damn, I'm a rider. Riding on 20s, 20 years prior, I couldn't buy ya. Forget it, you get it, God is so awesome, devil's a liar. Take him to church, but I need a choir.
I believe that if I fly, probably end up somewhere in paradise. I believe that if I fly, I'll probably end up somewhere in paradise.
No actions, people, roll some more loud. That's the sound of the reefer. I think my parents is proud. Think my fans in the bleachers. Think my teachers need features. I think I'm walking to Jesus. I knew my feet wouldn't drown. I've been close to the edge. I've been tripping and stuff. Somebody slipped me or make me, but I ain't giving a f. Really? A milli? How about 6 billion more? Or I'm outie like Heidi. Put that on Billy Cocord. Cause a smoker been in Uber Suburban, dressed in an urban outfitter shirt and burgundy pair of Jordans. I asked the acid if words was worth worrying over. Her explanation seemed agitated. She said, let me answer your question with some questions questioning yours. Like why the devil can't get you, and why these labels can't catch you, and why they make you so special, why did he bless you? Think about it. I woke up this morning. Gotta smile when I say that.
Woke up
this morning. Go.
Standing up higher. Hands is up higher. Can I believe it? Damn, I'm a rider. Riding on 20s, 20 years prior. I couldn't buy it. Forget it, you get it. God is so awesome. Devil's a liar. Take him to church, but I need a choir.
I'm not afraid to
to die with a peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
Piece together my brain soon as this beat rewinds.
Beat rewind.
Nitrogen and propane, I spike your drinking times.
Turn up.
I mean it hard to swallow this game, you throw up every line.
Every line.
I know these people got Napoleon complexes, that's my confession.
Yeah, that.
You said that we're equal, but I know you're beyond guessing that I'm beyond desperate.
Yeah, that.
6 a.m. on a Friday morning, my darkest hours. Them heartless hours. My apartment is lost in a coffin. I'm dead to the world like a pop me a couple downers. Down and out on my looks. Salt water hard on my tux. And I call, she don't pick up. Then I fall when summer's ending. I mean, it's no pretending. I'm stuck in my ways and you're offended. That's life. That's you. That's me. That vice. You're wrong. I'm right. That's right. I belong somewhere on ice. I'm colder. My new blood type. Even colder. Cold shoulder. Born sinner. You know, cold shoulders. I ain't have nothing to lose. My dark side been well in tuned. A Gemini go show them faces. And this here just one of my moves, Babylon.
Was it worth it? Would you do it again? Aren't you tired of always making amends? Or I know you hate me now. I bet you hate me now. Bring on the thorny crown. Crucify.
I got shit to do, I know you do too. I won't let go of you till you push me away. The second you leave, I miss you. I could see you tomorrow, but I don't wanna wait. So kiss me in the doorway, always on your way out. I'm tryna make you stay so we can make out. Kiss me in the doorway, always on your way out. I'm tryna make you stay so we can make out. You're an open book, but I can't read you. Start the countdown till I lose it. 3, 2, 1, I'm done.
Hello, happy Sunday. You're listening to Earl Grey and a Pop-Tart. This is Imrutha, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the dregs. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Put your house on up for sale, did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. Now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair, and are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Hello.
We're hearing ourselves and we don't want to.
How's this? Oh, there's definitely feedback. I hope this is okay. Wait, keep on talking.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Okay. Anyways, sorry for that. We have a little bit of hot goss to share about what's going on inside the WMFO studio right now. It's very salacious, very exciting. And Marutha, would you like to explain what's going on?
Honestly, I'm not really sure what's going on. It's kind of a lack of things happening. Our computer's just frozen, I think.
Yeah, and it's pretty slow.
We have not only been playing Nicki Minaj for the past...
Yeah, Nicki Minaj minutes. Specifically right by my side on the disc Pink Friday. That has not been the only song that we've been playing for this entire 20 minutes so far.
We cannot change the song.
Yeah, it's very upsetting. But, and Marutha has some questions to start off your morning. Just something to ruminate over.
Yeah, it relates to breakfast. I couldn't tell you how I came up with these questions or why. They're in my notes. But if you... Oh, on a scale of scrambled to poached, how bougie are you, Vivian?
I'm just thinking of the types of eggs that I like to eat. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it does kind of describe how bougie I am is... Most days I'm good with like a nice like hard boiled egg, but it has to be like a good egg for me to really enjoy it if it's hard boiled, and definitely not over boiled. But I think I could do a sunny side up egg anytime.
Okay.
And every once in a while I'll go for the eggs Benedict, you know.
So you're like an average to upper middle class, middle upper class.
Oh, okay, yeah. I would agree with that. How about you and Marutha? What kind of egg are you feeling?
I always get white egg scramble.
So like, healthy. Look at you.
No, I just don't like yolk.
She's going to the gym after this, guys. Going to the gym, getting those gains.
Yeah, I'm going to eat scrambled eggs there too. But I only get white egg scrambled. So I guess that puts me like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's,
just like kind of like Whole Foods. I feel like you are Whole Foods then.
I am Whole Foods.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's like the vibe. I don't know. Okay. What was the other question? Are we saving that?
We can ask it. If you could be inside any fruit, what fruit would you be inside of? And why?
Do you have an answer for this?
I thought of it as I was asking you, but maybe a pumpkin.
Oh.
It has all those like stringy
that's kind of fun.
I don't know if that'd be fun or annoying.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like I feel like something that's like structurally sound would be nice too. Like if you're like inside an apple and you could just like build like a nice space for yourself.
Not an orange.
Or if you're inside a watermelon, you could just hollow it out. Also have unlimited water and food.
What's not a structurally sound fruit?
Like an avocado.
Is that a fruit?
An avocado is 100% a fruit.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry, Elmore.
Actually, the Chinese name for avocado is Naiyokuo, which is literally translates to butter fruit, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
But we've been talking for a while, so should we?
Probably too long. Okay.
Play up a.
Yeah.
What do we have up next?
We are going to have Bruce Wayne by Memrex.
Try to forget that I'm alone again. all the time. Even at night and you're like loose change, I can't keep shaking you. I like to think of you in my pocket. I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible mistake.
Have a PSA coming in hot. Food Not Bombs PSA. It's not the longest one. Hey, I chose a good one, okay? It was the first one I opened up the book to. Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free and vegan vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restrictions in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Na 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 na. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Okie dokie, alkie, keep it low key like Thor, lil bro, or he'll go blow the loudie. Saudi if sour, Saudi, Wiley up off peyote, wildin' like that coyote. If I sip any henny, my belly just might be Audi. Pull up inside a huggy, Starsky and Hutch a Dougie. I just opened up the pack in an hour, I'll ask my lucky. Tonight she just yellin' me, 2 weeks she'll be yellin'. Me. Used to like orange cassette tapes with Timmy, Tommy, and Chucky. And Chucky, Jesus pieces, sing Jesus love me. Put Visine inside my eyes so my grandma would and hug me. Your generation above me, I know you still remember me. My afro look just like that is, y'all taught me how to go hunting. Blam!
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it's dead. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it's dank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
I will smoke a little something, but I don't inhale. Everywhere that I go, everywhere they be asking how's it going, say the goal ends well. Go figure, Victor's light skin. Jesus got me feeling like Colin Pell. All praise to the guy, God knows he's a pro like Colin Tell. Check, checkmate, check me, take me to the barber like you know me well. I mean, normally you see Norma Jean with a kick it with Farmer Phil. But these kids these days, they get so high, burn tree smoke, chlorophyll, till they can't feel. Face, face this 15 hits on this L. Elevated train and the craziest thing got me feeling like Lauryn Hill. Miseducated, my dick delegated. Rap Bill battling me, they said I should've never made it. Probably should've been dead or in jail. There be dad, enough of that jazz. Absent up in that glass. Are we there? Yeah, ice cubes in a bunk with brain dead. Take a tuck in the past. I think we all addicted. Yeah, I think we all addicted.
Really though,
I think we all addicted. Yeah, I think we all addicted. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my memories, my homies think it stank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I think we all addicted.
Pitter patter with a patter pitter 2C. Used to be in a Jollibee in a goofy. Try hard not to be addicted to a groupie. I ended up on an album cover in a Gucci. You see, I be still a guy but a goofy doobie. Flowing about drugs and a Uzi. That's the dual principle. Sometimes I'ma be about some hope. Sometimes I'ma wanna make a movie. And when it come to rapping fast, I'm the Higgs boson. Yeah. And throw my style freakish, I can still break your body down to five pieces like I did Voltron. Yeah. Cause I'm addicted to the craft and I be off of OG. Know me, I'm the only one cannoli of the ghost. See, never scared of mean spirits. Methamphetamine lyrics cooling like I'm off of codeine. Low key, don't be so judgmental, even though I'm reminiscing. If I don't know what a miss is, I'ma end up figuring out that it's home and my mother and my grandmother. Cocoa butter kisses. This is just a testament to the ones that raised me, the ones that I praise and I'm thanking. I need them with the chronicle up in my clothes and I wanna get a hug and I can't cause I'm stinking. Never too old for a spanking.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my memories, my homies think it stank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I think we all addicted.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stank. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
So in honor of this being our, since we're every other week, this is our last show before Spring Fling. And so Amrith has a story from last Spring Fling.
Oh, yeah.
Right? and so we were thinking, because we're also the show that's the day after Spring Fling. So
oh, yeah. Sunday
9 a.m. tune in. But yeah, we wanted to do some before and after stories. Take
yeah,
it away.
Yeah, so because we know it'll change you, so we need to know
yeah.
the before.
Just who we are is not who we're going to be in about 2 weeks.
Anyways, so, so we were leaving for Spring Fling, and we were going downstairs, and my friend and I thought it'd be a good idea if I got Hannah's back, like a piggyback, while we were walking downstairs. And obviously it was not a good idea. That's never a good idea. Don't do that.
There was some running involved, too.
There was lots of running involved. We were running the entire time. And so my friend behind me was like pulled me and was like, nope, you can't do that. And so we didn't. And then, oh, no, he was going to get on my back. That's
For context, this friend is very tall. Anna Marutha is not necessarily that tall. As him at all.
As him. Or in general, really. Anyways, and so we walked outside, and then we were on flat ground, and we were like, okay, now it's okay. And so I get on his back, and he starts sprinting on the sidewalk, and then obviously he trips, falls over, we both fall onto the sidewalk. He gets like a third degree burn on his elbow. Vivian was there.
Yeah, I ran and got peroxide from, like, one of my friend's rooms, like, in, like, a different floor or whatever of that building.
Yeah, we had to go back inside, go into the bathroom.
There were two EMTs there.
Two?
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought it was just the one.
Okay, I don't know.
Anyways, there just happened to be a guy who was, like, EMT certified. I don't think he wasn't on TEMS, but he was an EMT, and he, like, helped Ryan, our friend, clean up. Yeah, so hopefully Spring Fling this year will make me a better person, and I will not do that.
Yeah, wait, I heard that you got t-shirts. It's pretty
spring
exciting.
Spring Fling tanks, yeah. I have two now, because my house ordered Spring Fling tanks, and our
They're very extra.
Pulse also ordered Spring Fling tanks.
Oh, what does it say on your shirt?
Which one?
The Pulse one.
Oh, nothing. Wait, it says Pulse, Tufts Pulse, and then it says Fling 18, and then we have, like, a heart, and it's going to have, because Pulse, heart,
mm-hmm.
And then it's going to have a dollar sign because of Thai dollar sign.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And then it's going to have a crown because of Princess Nokia.
I see. I wonder what all the, like, Instagram captions the day after, or, like, I guess the day of,
it's
the
always,
puns are going to be.
It's always Fling has flung.
No, but, like, about the artist specifically, right?
Yeah.
Are there any good puns? I don't know. We can think
Those
about that.
Those are hard, like, it's Princess Nokia.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll think of some puns.
Anyways, we have something coming up next.
It's a surprise. Oh, my gosh. It's such a surprise. Brace yourselves.
Myself from doing something stupid. Think I'm really falling for his smile. Your butterflies when he says my name. Oh,
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
Was just a new song by Lake Street Dive, just came out this year. Good kisser. I am personally a fan. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do you think these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keep your hands and surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
And Vivian Hong.
Yes. but... we actually were just surfing the web, as you do, for some cool fun ideas. And Amrutha has something to share with us.
Yes, so Sherry Lynch has the top 5 radio topics that get the phones ringing.
Yeah, shout out to Sherry Lynch, you know.
Yeah, so the first topic is, wait, I found one, the money one I like. Well, the five big topics, super helpful, are food, shelter, relationships, money, and animals.
Let's talk about how we fit into all those categories. I mean, Earl Grey and a Pop-Tart, obviously, food.
They meant us as people. I do all of these things.
Shelter.
Earl Grey and a Pop-Tart fits into food, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe relationships?
Yeah, we also fit into shelter because we are home. Okay. You're listening to home. This is your home right now.
And money, because you have to pay for that.
Pay for what?
Like, to buy a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, so you do have to pay to buy a Pop-Tart. That is true.
And animals.
Cause yeah.
Cause animals will eat those if you feed them.
Good point.
Okay, so one of the questions I liked was the one from money, and it said, the worst thing you ever did for money.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about, like, dares, maybe? I feel like for, like, $5 or something like that.
What'd you do?
I don't know, I'm trying to think.
Do you do dares for money?
Like, probably with, like, growing up, like, for, like, $5, you, like, I don't know, do something.
I did it for the fame.
I see. So we're rich and famous is what we're trying to say. But also, I'm trying to think, have you done anything terrible for money?
This could be super personal.
That's true.
But no, I don't think so.
I feel like, so when I was young, I mean, this was something that was, like, I think really impressive or terrifying to other people. But for me, it, like, wasn't a big deal. But when I was a kid, fun fact, my best friends were bugs. Like, I played with bugs every day. They're like, earthworms, bees, beetles, centipedes, like, whatever. They're all my best friends.
Do roly-polies?
Yeah.
I love roly-polies.
They're so cute. Ants were, like, the homeboys, you know? OG. But anyways, there was this, like, huge, like, anthill. And then right next to it was, like, I don't know. It was, like, on our playground in elementary school, I think it was. But I think somebody had found, like, $5 on the ground and was like, I'll give this $5 to, like, whoever will, like, go and, like, pick up, like, 5 ants or something like that. And, like, everyone was like, ew, that's so gross. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I, the hero of this story, came in and I picked up those 5 ants and I played with them and they were my friends. And then I also got $5 out of it. So maybe that's...
none of us a bad thing that you did.
Yeah, definitely not bad. I don't know.
Did you ever read that book or movie? Maybe both. About that guy who ate worms?
Something about fried worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did read that book.
So weird.
I didn't like that.
That book.
Yeah, it was so popular. It was like, was it by the same author who wrote Frindle, or was that a different author?
Andrew, maybe.
There are so many good, like, books growing up. I don't know. I read, like, the entire Junie B. Jones series, Magic Treehouse.
Stupid Smelly School Bus. My mom didn't like that one because it said stupid.
That's so cute.
I figured out. Something I did. When I was little, I used to lose my teeth and I would put them for the tooth fairy would only give me like 50 cents. I think the most I ever got was a dollar, which is fine, until my brother came along and he put teeth out for the tooth fairy, and his teeth were not any better than my teeth, but he would get like $10. And so one time he put it under
inflation, man,
his pillow, and I took the money. It was like,
that's so evil.
It's
that's so evil. No, it's okay. Well, did you ever tell your brother?
I don't think so. I didn't remember it till right now.
Oh wow.
I was not a good kid. I've been talking about this a lot recently about how I was a bad kid.
What kind of bad kid though? Just like didn't listen or like would like actively like do terrible things?
I wouldn't actively do terrible things. I was just like really bossy and also would like talk back to my teachers, and I was like that annoying kid in class in elementary school. Like, we had these things, I don't know if you guys had like mad minutes.
No.
Like where you had like a multiplication table.
Oh yeah.
So
we didn't call it that, but yeah,
oh yeah, we called them mad minutes. But if I finished You're like not required to flip your paper over, but I would flip my paper over super loudly so everyone would know.
Establishing
that I was
your
done.
Dominance.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm done. it always used to come up in our parent-teacher conferences. My parents used to dread parent-teacher conferences because it would always be the same complaints about and never good things.
Wow, that's so sad. I'm so sorry.
I'm better now. No more complaints from my teacher.
Okay, what do we have up next?
A great question. Oh, also, did you guys recognize he could be the one earlier?
Yeah, played it just for you guys. Very special.
Mostly for me.
Mostly from Rutha.
This one's called Garo Food by Urban Youth and Ooh. Appetite for Change.
It's a fun one. It's a fun one.
To go cool, we gon' go food, go food. ASE got produce, ASE about to go cool. Whippin' in the kitchen, whippin' in the kitchen. Ooh. I be whippin' in the kitchen, whippin' in the kitchen. Ooh. Chop it up, chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it up. The slow food got you sloppy, bruh. So chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it up. Go food. Chop it up, chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it up. The slow food got you sloppy, bruh. So chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it
See,
up.
See, in my hood, they ain't really much to eat. Popeye's on the corner, McDonald's right across the street. All this talk about guns and the drugs, pretty serious. But look at what they feeding y'all, that's what's really killing us. Please change the food in my school, make it good. Get that fake food up out of my hood. Hope the message not misunderstood. Grow and cook your own food, yes you could. Got the little homies in the garden, got the big homies selling collard greens. In the north side, ain't starving since community cooks been on the scene.
Screaming hot Cheetos and Takis, boy, you better eat your broccoli. Fake food is kinda lame, putting poison in your brain. Need more people at the club, popping bottles of that water, dabbing on that fast food. Pulling veggies out the garden, I go hard, I eat good. And I put that on my mama, eating healthy school lunch. And that's word to Miss Obama, drinking water, living longer. No process drama, call me John Deere, shawty, I be growing like a farmer, dad.
Go food, go food. ASE got produce, ASE about to go cool, we gone. Go food, go food. ASE got produce, ASE about to go cool. Whippin' in the kitchen, whippin' in the kitchen. Ooh. I be whippin' in the kitchen, whippin' in the kitchen. Ooh. Chop it up, chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it up. The slow food got you sloppy, bruh. So chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it up.
I get the C from the oranges. I get the B from the broccoli. I get the A from the milk. I get my vitamins properly. My food be packed with the minerals. I hope you taking this literal. So when you 65 plus, you should be passing your physical. Try to tell them, try to tell them. But they did not believe me. Thought that sugar was sweet. Said I got diabetes. You better rethink your drink. This stuff is not what you think. Get you some water or something. I get it free from the sink. Keep it healthy, but still got that good taste. Got an appetite for flavor and an appetite for change. If you need a couple pointers, I can get you some help. And then I see you on the back. Cause you need some milk.
11-year-old with some big dreams. About to make it big on the big screen. Don't pay attention at TV. Cause fake food ain't what you need. Come on the house, let us chop it up. That's been selling me, made it popular. The youth of the truth ain't no stopping us. The youth of the truth ain't no stopping us. But the health, wealth, social change. My fruits and veggies be off the chain. Want real food for real people. Gonna break your bread. Cafe, room money, real money, that's all I need. Get the green, broccoli. Wanna make 100 meals, we don't cook the 100 meals. My people gotta eat.